This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, the Colorado General Assembly passed 10 bills during the special session. Plus, hear the reporter who covered the year's biggest marijuana bust for Rolling Stone. First, these headlines. For the third time, Republican Representative-elect Lauren Boebert has been contacted by the Federal Elections Commission about failures to report donations to her campaign, according to Salon.com. Last week, the FEC sent Boebert a letter asking her to disclose her campaign's ties to Senator Ted Cruz because she failed to report Cruz's PAC as a fundraising partner as required by law. In June, Boebert also received an FEC notice after accepting contributions above the maximum amount allowed, and she got a similar notice on November 23rd. Boebert is one of several West Slope Republicans who have failed to comply with campaign finance laws while touting so-called law and order rhetoric. Colorado is sending one-time stimulus payments of $375 to residents facing economic hardship as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. All Coloradans who received up to $500 in weekly unemployment insurance benefits between March 15th and October 24th this year will receive the one-time payment. The state estimates approximately 435,000 people will be eligible. Governor Jared Polis has emphasized the payment is as much as the state can afford, and more federal help is urgently needed. The Montrose County School District is adding more safety measures to its COVID strategy, hoping to continue in-person learning and avoid widespread school closures. The district says virus spread in schools has been a result of not wearing masks consistently, not having contact routines in classrooms, and inadequate screening and isolation of people who are ill. Now, all schools will incorporate routine seating charts, additional screening questions, and masks will be required at all grade levels. Colorado lawmakers have finished a three-day special session focusing on coronavirus relief spending. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more on what got done.
Lawmakers passed 10 bills that together will send more than $200 million to restaurant owners, childcare providers, small businesses, and others experiencing financial hardship in the coming weeks. Most of the stimulus money will be distributed by the end of February. Lawmakers also agreed to give Governor Jared Polis an additional $100 million to respond to the pandemic. The special session was mostly cordial and bipartisan. In one compromise, Democratic lawmakers agreed to let some businesses qualify for relief money in counties that are not enforcing public health orders. But there were also some flare-ups. Republicans led an unsuccessful effort to limit the governor's power to issue more executive orders like his statewide mask mandate. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Former KDNK community radio reporter Ed Williams now writes for Searchlight New Mexico. His article, Chaos and Cannabis, A Hemp Empire Brings Trouble to Navajo Land, was recently published in Rolling Stone magazine. So KDNK news director Amy Marsh called him to hear about his story of one of the biggest marijuana busts this year.
Okay. There is a local farm board official in the Navajo chapter of Shiprock who said that he had the authority to grant hemp licenses, you know, cannabis licenses for growing hemp for CBD oil. And he said that this was totally legal. We knew that something was wrong with that because just a quick look into the CBD markets, like the hemp industry had fallen through, the prices had fallen through the floor. Like nobody was paying any kind of money for CBD at that time. It made no sense to invest millions and millions of dollars in a sprawling like empire of hemp farms like these ostensibly were. And by the way, hemp is not legal either on the reservation without a whole bunch of permits that they didn't have. And so we quickly learned that there were more than 1,000 Chinese immigrant workers working these farms, that there were rumors that this was marijuana, not hemp, and a lot of rumors of child labor. And, you know, human trafficking, potential human trafficking, labor exploitation, stories of like these Chinese workers trying to flee the farms, getting lost in the desert, you know, showing up at Navajo homes in the middle of nowhere, begging for water and that kind of thing. Our initial kind of suspicion was like, is this related to a series of illegal marijuana grows run by this Chinese network in Colorado? Like just over the border in Cortez, there was a giant bust the year before, and it's like a 40-minute drive from these farms in New Mexico, And there were a series of busts of Chinese-run marijuana operations that looked very similar to this one, even though they weren't as big, across the I-70 corridor, including some in Newcastle and Rifle, some really big ones in 2019. And these culminated in like the biggest bust of black market marijuana in Colorado history last year. And so we thought that maybe there was a connection here, and turned out there might be. The CBI, Colorado Bureau of Investigations, is one of the law enforcement organizations that's now investigating this.
If this is on Navajo Nation land, how is the tribal government involved? How are the tribal police involved? I mean, can the feds just walk onto Navajo Nation land and bust this up?
Maybe the answer is yes, they could, but that's not really how it unfolded here. The tribal police were trying to investigate this on their own. I mean, this was really controversial. You know, most of the neighbors did not want these farms there, didn't want these Asian workers on the reservation, you know, ended up setting some of the farms on fire out of protest and gunfights and all kinds of crazy things. But tribal police has very limited jurisdiction. They can't really do much about non-natives on the reservation committing crimes, except for, you know, to call the federal authorities and hope that they come and intervene. So that was kind of this jurisdictional black hole where this took place, where the tribal police weren't really able to do what they needed to do, probably didn't have the resources either, but didn't have the jurisdiction to, you know, attack this in a comprehensive way. The sheriff's department, you know, is the same problem in San Juan County. He has authority outside of the reservation, but very limited authority inside of it. And so, you know, it's just like a really remote part of the country. There's hardly any law enforcement presence other than the few, you know, police officers that are in that precinct. And so it took, you know, like 4 or 5 months, I think, for law enforcement to actually like actively intervene.
So how has your work with Searchlight New Mexico and the Rolling Stone, has that changed anything?
It had quite a big impact. I mean, right after we published the first story, the State Department's human trafficking unit reached out to us and let us know that they were going to be looking into some of the allegations that we had written about. Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico wrote a letter to the U.S. attorney demanding that they do a formal investigation into this, you know, especially the issue of human trafficking and child labor. The U.S. attorney and the State Department and like 20 other law enforcement organizations did this, you know, giant raid on the farm and confiscated all the marijuana. And I know that investigation is still ongoing. So there was a pretty big law enforcement response, and it might be the biggest marijuana bust in the country is what the FBI is saying at this point. They're still kind of tallying what they've got, but the scale of it was just enormous.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to news editor Jody Peterson. KVNF is hiring. We're looking for our next membership manager with a start date later this month. To apply, email Ashley at kvnf.org, a resume, cover letter, and references by close of business Monday, December 7th. You can read all the job details on our website, kvnf.org.